Seifer b'diyozol, since the end of the Mishnah is talking about where the price got worth less, heavy ratio b'diyozol, mashman ratio is talking about where it didn't get worth less. Tiktoni Seifer, what does the end of the Mishnah say? It says, Oysuk subosa arba meyazuz, case by a mas koyin, haksub is worth $400. Mochel azeba mona lazeba mona. She sold the first three fields for $100 apiece. Very good. She has $100 worth to go. Oliachron and the last field that she sold, Yofa mona b'dinah b'mona. She sold a $101 field for only $100. So it says till the end of the Mishnah, Shalachron mocha bottle. It says the end is bottle. So the end is talking about that she made a bid deal. So Chur the Reish, the beginning is not talking about where she made a bid deal. V'shalkulam mocha kayim. But the first three fields that she sold, those fields are good. So Chur, you see, you can't say the Reish is talking about where it got worth less, because that was the first case. I mean, you can't say the ratio, because that's the safer. Tomorrow says, Loi. I'll tell you, both could be talking about. Ratio of a safer, but maybe both cases are talking about where she made a beer deal. She sold Taka the property less than was really worth. For safer, then, so what do we have to have two cases for? We heard the Chiddush already one time. For safer, the last case of the Mishnah Kamashman, this is the Chiddush here. Taima, the Oizel, Bidiyasmi. Why do we say the Mechir is bottle? Because she got gypped by the Yisraimim's property. Now, she's selling the property for the Yisraimim, she has no right to get shipped. She has no right to sell it at a cheaper price. She can't take the fields away from the Yisraimim that's worth $101 and sell it for $100. That she has no right. But if she sells something for herself, maybe for herself though, then it is good. Then the Mechir is Chal. Shash Abu Bedido, Kugoyin Shetusa Ozal Echod Menorishonim. Let's say the first ones. Let's say the first three fields that she sold. She sold, let's say the second, she had a $400 ksuba. So if one field was worth $100, she sold, very good. The second field that she sold, even though she only got it was worth $101, and she only got $100. So there I would say, there the Mechir is Chal. Because Lamaisa, she sold $101. Now she has the right to get that much money, because she has $300 more coming to her. Just she lost out, she didn't get the complete $101, she only got $100. So we say she's going to lose out. We consider as if she got $101, but there the Mechira Tak is a good Mechira. There we say the sale is good. So maybe that's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. Today, Mokakayim. The verse says no. Hamidiresha shamet minor. This also we hear from the Resha. Says in the Resha, hoy suksubosu masayim. If the ksuba she had was $200. Homoch roshavamana masayim. She sold $100 field for $200. Or else, oy shavam masayim bamana. She made a beer deal. She took a $200 field and she sold only got $100. So it says, what niskab luksubosu. So it says this Chiddush already. What's this Chiddush here? She took a $200 field and she only got $100 for it. So we say now, the $100 you got is as if you got $200, because the field is worth $200. That's how much the Yisraelim gave up to you. And you have a right to sell it, because you have a right to get $200. You only got $100, that's your tough luck, and you can't get more money back from the Yarshim. But Kopon, we see when she does have a right to sell the $200 field, the sale takes place. Even though she got gypped, we say, Eina no bekakois, and the sale takes place. So we see this Chiddush from the Reisha. What do you need it for in the Sefer? So Reisha says, no. Now the time I would have thought like this. Hosamu di estalka lo mehai beis legamri. In the Reisha, where she sells a $200 field and only gets $100, there the pshat is she took all the money she deserves. She took a $200 field, and that's how much she deserves, $200. There we say she's finished, and therefore the sale takes place, and she doesn't see any more money from the Yorshim. Avul Hocha, but over here, where she has a $400 ksuba, and she only sold one field so far, and she has another three fields to sell. I would have thought here, if the second field she sells, she made this mistake, that she sold a $101 field. For $100, I would have thought to say, Hocha Nigzer, let's make it zero to say here that the sale should not take place. Mona Risha, not the Mona Achrin. Because if the first sale takes place, whatever it is, the first or second sale, they're going to think, who at the end of the last sale will also be good. Let's say the second field she sold $101 for $100. So it's saying really that sale should go through because she has a right to collect $101. She has a right to collect another $300. But I would have thought maybe no, we should not let that sale go through. Because if we let this sale go through, people will make a mistake and let the last sale go through also. In the case where she already collected $300 and she only has $100 more to go. So she sells now the last field that's worth $101 for $100. People will think to make a mistake and they're also the sale is chal. So I would have thought to say, just like at the end this sale is no good, maybe by the second or third sada, it should also not be good, kamashmalon. That's the chiddush at the end of the Mishnah. That even in such a case where it's possible to make a gzerah, the chiddush is no, still we do not make a gzerah. And Vika the army sums it like this. Here I have no question. If the master told him, go sell me half of the kurs worth of a field of Lischa, and the person went and sold the whole kur, some say, no, for sure, it's not called something new. It's called like he sold two halves, and the first half that he sold is okay. It's only called he added on more than he was supposed to. So the second half of the field, that he had no right to sell. But the first half, that sale is good. It's called Meisav al Devarav Hevi. Kiti Boilach, when do I have my question? When is there a Shiloh? To Yomalei, when they told him, Zil Zovanli Kura, go sell for me a Kur of property. Vyoza Zovanli Lischa, the opposite way. And he went and bought him a half of a Kur's worth of property. Here's the question. My, me, Armina, do we say, Omalei, I did to you something very good. Because what do you want me to sell the fields for? Because you need money. But what's going to be, like we had before, if you're not going to need the money, you're going to be tough, you sold your field, you won't get it back. So I did something good for you. Instead of selling a one shot, the one big field, I sold so far only half of a field. Now let's see if you really need the money or not. So that's sad to say is the mechir is good. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Omalei, the master could tell the shliach. Lenichalei, the lifshi shtori alayu. I don't like to have so many shtoris. Like this, if you would have sold me the field at one shot, I would only have one shtar to hold on to, one deed to hold on to. But now that you're selling it at two different times, half the field at a time, I have to write up two shtoris. I don't want to write up two shtoris. So this is the shayla. Does the master have a right to stop the sale of half of a field? Where the master told him, sell the whole field. And he went ahead and only sold half of the field. That's the question. Because the master stopped the sale or not. This is the shayla. This the Gemara says, Toshima, come, I'll bring a proof. No san loy dino shel zov, v'yomale havli. Yeah. Alright, stop here. Stop this button. So we'll begin this last shayla from tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, we're holding daf tzadik tes amud aleph. Again, we'll go over the last shaila of the Gemara was Vika di Amri, one third down. Vika di Amri, some say Hola tibolach. This was not a question at all. That Hecha di Yomalei Zil Zoven Lilitcha. If the owner, the master, told the servant, go and sell for me, a litcha means a small property, a half of a kav, a half of a kur. The Zoven Le Kur, and the servant didn't listen, but he sold of his property a whole kur. So Lachar is the Vadai Moisav al Devar of Heavy. That for sure we consider it like you're adding on what the first one said. In other words, you sold now a whole kur. So we say that Lachar is half of it, the Mechira is okay. Because the owner said you could sell half of a kur. Even though you did a little bit more, you sold the whole kur, just adding on a little bit more. So the extra what you're adding on, that's no good. But the first half is okay. Kiti Boloch, when do we have a question? The Omalei, when the master told the servant, Zil Zoven Likura, I want you to go sell for me a big piece of land. Like he owns a lot of property. So he's telling his servant, go sell for me some of my property, I need money now. And he told him, sell me a kur, that's a big size land. The also the servant went, Zil Zoven Likura, and he only sold the half of a kur's worth of property. That's what he did. So here's the question. Because the servant, is the Mechira Chal, is it a good sale or not? What's the question? Mi Armina, do we say, Omalei, the servant could tell the master, Titov l'cho avdi l'cho, I did something good for you. You told me to sell your big field, and I only sold half of the field. What did I do good about it? Because if it's going to come out that at the end you may not need all the money, you're not going to have to retract the sale. Like this, if you come out, you want to, let's say, $10,000, and I only got you $5,000. Well, so be happy, because maybe to come out, you're not going to need $10,000. You don't need $5,000. Like this, you'll be stuck with, like, you'd want to get your property back. So like this, you're not going to have to get it, because they only sold you half of the property. And if it comes out, really, you need more money, so what's so bad? I'll sell for you the other half. So one side is to say, what he did is okay. Oiduma, maybe no. Oiduma omale, the master has a right to tell to the servant, Lenicholi, the lifshu story aloyu. I don't like to have so many deeds that this, even if you'll sell, like one time you sold half of the kur. So what are you telling me? Even if I'll need money, you'll sell me the other half. But you can sell it to another person with another deed, another shtar mechira. I don't like to write up so many shtaris. I don't want to have so many shtaris. So therefore, it bothers me what you did. I for sure would have rathered only for you to sell one large field. So therefore, now that you sold half of the field, nothing doing, like the master did not give you permission to do it, and the mechir is bottle. That's the shayla. When the shliach does half of what he's supposed to, is it called something or nothing? So Amar Rebbe Chanina Misura. Chanina Misura said, Toshima, come and bring a proof. It says the Gemara in Milo, Nosan Loidino Shelzov. Somebody gave you a dinner, a golden dinner. Dinner shows Zorb, Rashi says, Shalva Chafe Dinrin. It's worth 25 dinrin, kesef, 25 dinrin, silver coins. The Omaloi, and the master told the Shliach like this, Hova li choluk, go buy me a shirt. I want you to buy me a shirt that's worth, a dinner shows off, it's worth 25 silver coins. That's what I want you to buy. And that's like Shisha Sloyim. Fehevi loy bisholish. Instead of buying him a shirt worth 6 sloim, he only bought him something that's worth 3 sloim. In other words, he only spent half the price. He told him, buy me a shirt for these $20, and he went and he only bought a shirt for $10. So it says the Mishnah, it says the Gemara and Milo there, the Lachar is, Shnei Amolu, they both have the Yisra Mila. Both of them are over the Yisra Mila. In other words, it comes out later, we found out that the money he spent was Shel Hegdish. Was Hegdish's money? He had no right to use it. So we come out now, we say both of them are mol. The Meshalach, the master that told the Shliach, buy me my shirt, because he gave him the money to spend. Now when the Shliach went and spent, he gave him $20. And all he did is he only bought a shirt for $10. So it says both of them are mol. Sadi test of an hour. The middle of the Gemara. What the Shliach did was, he took this dinner Zohov, which Rashi says is worth 6 Saloyim, and he spent out of these 6 Saloyim, 3 Saloyim he spent to buy him a shirt, and the other 3 Saloyim he bought him a talus. So the Murray over there says, Amila Shnei Amolu. They're both over the Yisamila. We said it came out that the money the master gave his servant to buy him was Shel Hegdish. He didn't realize it. It was Hegdish's money. So it says both of them are over the Yisamila. So Iyarmut Bishleim, if you're going to tell me, it'll be very good, that Shliach, in a case when the master told his servant, Ki Hagavna in this case, Oysa Shlichusai, it's considered that the master Shliach, the servant is doing what the master told him. And just to Maisav al-Dvarav Hevi, it's only considered like he's adding a little bit more to what he told him. Like here, Umaisiv al-Dvarav Hevi, that the master told the Shliach, I want you, now a case was, I want you to sell my big field. Sell me my big field, that's a kur. And the Shliach went in and only sold half of it. He only sold half of a kur. So the question is, if what he did is called done or not. Is it called that he sold half the field? So that's also called a good sale. The other side was, no, the master doesn't want you to sell half. He wants to sell the whole thing, because he doesn't want to have so many deeds to hold on to. So bringing a proof here also. The master told the Shliach, take this, let's say $10, and buy me a shirt. That's what the master told him. He took these $10 and $5 out of it, he bought a shirt for the master. Now the next $5, he went and bought a talus for the master. Now the talus that he bought, that for sure is not because the master told him. The Meshalach didn't tell him to buy a talis. So that he spent the extra $5 to buy the talis, that's on his own cheshbon. Therefore, he's over the Yisra Mila. The shliach, the servant that spent this money now, it's called he's spending b'shegig. He didn't realize it, but he's spending hegdish's money. So lachrus, he's over the yisamila. But it says also that the mashalach, the master, is also over the yisamila. Why? Because when the servant spent the first $5 and bought him a shirt, it's considered like he bought the shirt for the master. So who you see, if the master gives you $10 and tells you, "I want you to buy me a $10 shirt," and you only spent $5 on the shirt, what you did is done. It's called a good sale. So you see, if you do half of what you're supposed to do, it's also called something. So Mara says no. I say maybe it's different. Mara says again, it's called like he did what the master told him. He's only adding onto it. That's why it's good. Why the master is over the yisamila? Because the master, the servant, spends for him $5 for the shirt, and the master told him to do it. He's like his shliach, his servant. Therefore, the master is over the yisamila. Eli Amrit, but if you want to tell me no, maver al devar of heve, that when the shliach, the servant, does different than what the master told him, even in such a case, when the master gave him $10 and said, spend the $10 on a shirt, and he went and only spent $5, you want to tell me you're doing different than what the master said, so you're not considered a shliach for the master? If so, am I mol? So why is the Mishalach over the Yisamila? He didn't do anything. He's only over the Yisamila if he made a Shliach and the Shliach sold it for him. So the Shliach had enjoyment from the money, so that enjoyment is an Yisamila. It goes back to the Balabos. But if you tell me now what the Balabos told him to do and he did opposite, it's considered like nothing, the Balabos didn't do anything here. So why is there Yisamila? So who you see, when the Shliach does half of what he's supposed to, it also means something. Someone says, no, maybe here there's no proof. You know what we're talking about over here? The Isile Shovo Shisha B'Sholosh. That the servant got a good deal. True, the master gave him 6 loyim. Let's say he gave him $10. And he told him, buy me a $10 worth shirt. And the servant went and found a $10 shirt for $5. So when he only spent the $5, the pshat is, he bought a $10 worth shirt. Just he got a good deal. That's what here is an Isamila. Because the master can't say, you didn't do what I told you. I told you to buy me a $10 shirt. And he bought him back a $10 shirt. You only had to spend $5. So there for sure we say the master doesn't care. And it's called he did what the master told him. So Mara says like this. Ihochi is so, shliach amai mol? Says so, why is the shliach mol? If he's doing what the Balabas told him. Terat says, push it out, Talis. Because the master only told him to buy a shirt. Now he got a cheap deal and he got a $10 shirt for $5. So really what he should have done is bring home the extra $5. Who gave him permission to spend the extra $5 to buy him a talis? The master didn't tell him to do that. So therefore when he went and spent the $5, it's called the shliach, is spending $5. And if it comes out that this money was really shel hegdish, there's an isamila. So therefore it's good. For the Mori Yehochi, if so, aim a seifa. What does the end of this Gemara and Mila say? We have Yehudu, Rami Yehudu says, Af bazeh balabayis leimol. No, even in such a case, even in the case when the shliach went and bought him a talis and a choluk and a shirt, the balabos is not over the yisamila. Because the balabos could tell him, choluk godol yisim avakis. I would have wanted you to buy me back better a bigger shirt. V'ato havoto li choluk koten v'ra. But you bought me a smaller shirt than a bad one. So if that's the sefer, so you see the pshat we're talking about here is, he gave him $10, the 6 aloyim, to buy a shirt. And the master has the right to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you didn't buy what I wanted. I wanted a big $10 shirt, and you brought me back a small one, a bad one. So you can't say, like we said before, we're talking about, where really he brought him back a $10 shirt, just he only paid $5. Because why is it called Ra? Why is that called bad? Samurai says, no, that's not Kasha. Really, that's the case. The case is that the Shliach took this $10, and with $5, he bought a $10 worth shirt. If so, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say? How could the Balabas complain to say, I wanted a bigger one? All you wanted was $10 worth of a shirt? You gave me $10 and you got it. Samurai says, no, my Ra, Rab Damin. It means the Balabas could tell him, I would have wanted you to spend the complete $10 on the shirt. In other words, like this, you got a good deal. For $5, you got a $10 shirt. If you would have spent $10, you would have got a $20 worth shirt. So I would have gained much more. Like this, I only got a $10 shirt and $5 coming back to me. I would have rather you spend these $10 and buy a good shirt that's worth $20. That's what the Baal HaBos has a right to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tomorrow says, my Ra, what does the Baal HaBos have a right to say? You did something bad? Ra Bedomin, you didn't do good enough business for me. The Yomalei, because the Baal HaBos, the master, could tell him, I cecily bishova bishis, if you would have spent the complete 6 loyans that I gave you, like an hour more, let's say you would have spent the complete $10 on the shirt, kol shchein to have bishova tarti sari, like for sure it would have been double the amount. Here, if it gave you 6 loyim, for sure it would have been worth 12 loyim. So true, what did you do? You only spent 3 loyim, and you got a 6 loyim worth shirt. But so what? I would have rather you spend the 6 loyim and get me a $12 shirt. I would have gained much more in the deal. So that's Shat Warrior Yehuda argues. But I call upon the Tanakhama that says no, that the Baal HaBos is over the Yisamila. So we see when the Shliach does half of what he's supposed to do, it's called something. Could be there's no proof to our case. Because here what he did is, at least he brought back the six loyim worth shirt. The master gave him 6 loyim, and he went and with 3 loyim, he got a 6 loyim worth shirt. So a koponim, he brought back the value of the shirt that he was supposed to. So that's what a Tanakhama says here, the deal is good. The sale is good. And the Mishalach is over the Yisamila. But in our case, where the master told him, I want you to sell me a big field and get me that much money, and he only sold half of the field and only got half of the money, it could be the Baal HaBos has the right to say, I didn't give you permission at all for that. And there nothing is good. Nachman says, Deikanani, I bring you proof this last pshat I was saying is right. That in this Gemara in Mila, it's talking about that he really brought back a shirt worth the money he was supposed to. Tiktoni, it says there, Moedir Rabbi Yehuda agrees, the kitnius, in a case where Ernie went to buy kitnius, beans, Sheshnei Molu, then he agrees that the Baal HaBos is also over the Yisamila. Why?